With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. All eyes are on Philadelphia for Tuesday night's presidential debate between Kamala Harris and former President Trump. Correspondent Josh Boak has more.
Harris and Trump took different approaches to getting ready for this debate. Harris cloistered herself in a hotel in downtown Pittsburgh and tried to simulate debate conditions as she refined her message. Whereas Trump has indicated he sees no reason to really meaningfully prepare because he believes you either know what's going to happen or you don't. And he intends to feel it in the room.
ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tonight on Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Tropical Storm Francine is expected to intensify into a hurricane before making landfall along the Texas and Louisiana coast sometime Wednesday. The National Hurricane Center says there's an increasing likelihood of a life-threatening storm surge for portions of the Texas and Louisiana coastlines. The storm may also impact Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. The peak of the Atlantic hurricane season is today. The season officially ends on November 30th. A busy bridge in North Vietnam has collapsed in the wake of a super typhoon, plunging 10 cars into the river.
When it slammed into the coast of northern Vietnam, it was packing winds gusting to 200 kilometers an hour, ripping off roofs and knocking down trees. But it's the rain that has done the most damage. Huge amounts of rainfall over the mountains of northern Lao Cai province have swollen the Red River, bringing down bridges and unleashing landslides. One alone is reported to have buried 17 people. 10 cars are reported to have plunged into the Red River when a busy road bridge was swept away. The typhoon has now been downgraded to a tropical storm and has moved on into Laos. But authorities in Vietnam say that there are many people still missing.
This is SRN News. A recent graduate reaches out to college-aged men.
John Haskell has established a nonprofit organization designed to help men his age break their addiction to pornography. Haskell, a valedictorian in this year's graduating class at Notre Dame, says he hopes to set up chapters of Ethos National on university campuses across the nation. He got the idea after writing a column in the Notre Dame student newspaper describing his own struggles with porn and was flooded with messages from other students having the same problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge says the language used to summarize a ballot question designed to enshrine abortion into the state constitution is misleading. Cole County Circuit Judge Cotton Walker threw out a description of the measure written by Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. The judge inserted a description of his own, saying the amendment would repeal Missouri's abortion ban and create a right to make decisions about reproductive health care, another term for abortion. This is SRN News. Authorities in Georgia have released the video of an investigator questioning an alleged school shooter and his father a year ago.
Video from the body cam of a Georgia sheriff's investigator shows him questioning Appalachia High School shooting suspect Colt Gray and his father, Colin Gray, at their home.
So we got a tip from the FBI saying that somebody from your old address over there in Traditions had made a threat to shoot up a school.
Real? Colin Gray also told the investigator that the then 13-year-old had struggled with his parents' separation and often got picked on at school. Gray also said the teen had access to guns.
We do a lot of shooting. We do a lot of deer hunting. He shot his first deer this year.
Wednesday's shooting left two students and two teachers dead. I'm Norman Hall.
Change of venue in the trial of accused murderer Brian Kohlberger in Idaho. He's charged with the stabbing deaths of four students. More details at SRNnews.com.